Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, where it's time to accelerate your life. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated. This podcast is dedicated to helping you create your life. Thank you for listening. Now let's get started. It's time to accelerate your life.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, episode 171. Here we go. It's Wednesday, and that means it's time to take a few minutes to review the first 2 days of the week and then set yourself up to finish this week strong. Hashtag Winning Wednesday today, December the 12th. It's not quite as cold out as it has been, and it feels like kind of like a heat wave because of that, which is funny because it's, you know, 30 degrees outside. But anyway, it's going to be a beautiful Wednesday. I hope y'all are having a great week so far. Crazy morning in our household getting ready for school. I just don't understand why kids can't get ready by a certain time. Like, what's the real holdup here? Why are we in slow motion? I don't understand. It makes no sense. I know I'm not the only parent in the world that has these issues with their child being a slowpoke and not having a sense of urgency, as I like to call it. And it's funny because my daughter's always like, I don't even know what urgency is. So we end up arguing and then we end up laughing because we know both know we're just being absolutely ridiculous. And it's funny to me because we as parents get upset because we're on a schedule. We got things to do by certain times, especially for me in sales. Luckily, I get to control most of my schedule. But I like to get on here and get this podcast recorded at a certain time, get the dog out, and then get on my way for my schedule. And kids, all they're worried about is their schedule. And I think oftentimes we don't think about that. And I think we need to put that in perspective as well, because they're only concerned with what their day entails, which is all they should be concerned about. They shouldn't be worried about the things we're worried about as parents. It's not stress that needs to be added to them. That said, I think the key to causing us to not being late for school or to get off track of our schedule is to set an earlier alarm. I'm going to try that and see how it goes, and hopefully that prevents these issues from happening. Anyway, folks, it was a wild and wonderful morning here in my household. I hope your all's day's off to a great start. Let's dive into today's Power of Three. Number one, take a break from trying to figure everything out. Some things we are just not meant to understand. This haunted me for a good 6 years, maybe seven. From the time my daughter was born till the time I really started to rely on God and His Word for my life, which is about a 6-7 year span, I couldn't understand why some things in my life were happening the way they were. And you know what? I still don't understand it. But what I know is I don't need to. I don't need to worry about why those things aren't going the way I want them to go. My main concern is making sure I'm the best parent I can be, the best insurance agent I can be, the best son I can be, the best uncle I can be, the best brother I can be. Whatever it is that I need to concentrate on, which I think are those things, more importantly, my relationship with Jesus, instead of trying to figure everything out, because all that's going to do is create stress, which it did in my life for 6 years. All I was worried about was why this, why that. It's not fair. Well, the good news is we serve an amazing God of love, comfort, grace, and happiness and joy, that if we put our faith in Him and get into His Word, all of a sudden, those things that we're trying to figure out, they kind of disappear and fade away. And you change your thought process and change your focus on what you need to be focused on. Psalm 18:2 says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." Again, I've been saying this all week, probably for the last couple of weeks. Keep God first place and watch your life change. It will be magnificent to watch what you go through. Is it always going to be easy? Absolutely not. But in reference to taking a break and trying to figure everything out, if you put God first and lean on Him to be your rock, then you're not going to be worried about figuring everything out that you don't, or trying to figure everything out that you want to figure out. You're going to be more concerned about a lot of other things and have a less stressful life in that aspect than you would if you continue to try to figure out why things aren't going the way you want them to go. Whew, deep breath. All right, number two today. God equips everyone to fulfill and carry out His vision and His purpose. This is absolutely true. The thing is, we have to find inside of us what our talents are and what our purpose is that God has created us for. Everyone is equipped with what He needs you to do in whatever season it is that you're in. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that those who serve God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Again, everything we need in our lives can be found in the Word of God inside that Bible. If you dive in there and really start to study the books of the Bible, you are going to become more like who God wants you to be, and you're going to really start to see His vision, His purpose for your life. I promise you, if you question it, I'm going to give you a challenge of what Pastor Tim challenged us at TE. Well, those who don't regularly come, I should say. Give God 30 days of your time. And that would include coming to His house 4 Sundays a month for 30 days. Dive into the Bible and see if your life doesn't change. 30 days is nothing compared to the days of our lives. If you are, whatever, wherever you're at right now, whatever age you are, if you would think about 30 days, it's not really a lot of time. If you give God 30 days of your time, I promise your life will change. Again, and it's going to, getting into His Word has really helped me understand His vision and purpose for my life. And I think that's what a lot of us are trying to do on an everyday basis. If we don't already know what our purpose is, we're trying to figure it out. And that is the absolute best place to start. Number three, dedicating ourselves to God's will is a vital step toward a future less dependent on our own plans and more dependent on His plans for a life of impact. I love this today. Really getting to the point where your relationship with Jesus is first and foremost will help you understand, again, what I was saying earlier, His vision and plan for our lives, but it's really going to create an opportunity for you to make a great impact in your life and the lives of those around you. This is uber important in our walk with Jesus and in our own lives. I really can't stand saying the word uber for things like that, but it's the only thing I could think of at the time. Anyway, just get closer to God. I've been talking about it all week. I'm going to continue to talk about it through this week because He has changed my life from poverty mentality, from an addiction mentality, from a struggle mentality to a I'm a happy, joyful, sober person creating the life I desire through His purpose. You all can do it too. I promise God can change your life. I think I've said that like 4 times already on this episode. Just give Him a chance. I am so in love with what Jesus is doing in my life. My relationship with Jesus is number one. The house of God is a priority in my life. And by making those things first place and a priority, that's when my life started to change and get better. They go hand in hand. You can't pray about things to change in your life without taking action. I've said that before, and I'm going to say it again. You can't pray for certain things to happen Or any, for that matter, you can't pray for a whole lot of stuff without being willing to take the action that coincides with your prayers. God is a faithful God. He is listening, but he wants to see you do more, as in have a much, much deeper personal relationship with him. Quote, refuse to be average, let your heart soar as high as it will, end quote, A.W. Tozer. I love that because that's really what having a relationship with Jesus is about living a life that is above average and above the mentality we think we deserve. It's amazing. That is just an amazing quote. Second quote I want to get out there today is, quote, God has promised forgiveness to your repentance, but he has not promised tomorrow to your procrastination, end quote. That is from Augustine. That quote right there says it all for this podcast today. We repent to receive forgiveness, but we are not promised tomorrow the more we procrastinate. My point being is stop putting off your walk with God, your relationship with Jesus. Stop saying, I'll go to church next Sunday or the Sunday after. We aren't guaranteed anything in this world. So quit putting off the important things that matter. Jesus loves you. He wants a relationship with you, and he wants to change your life. 30 days, folks. I promise you, your life will change. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Remember to get out there and absolutely give your all today and make somebody smile. Make an impact in somebody's life today by smiling. And make an impact in your own life by keeping Jesus first place. Folks, I love you. Have a wonderful Wednesday. May God bless you today, and come back and check me out on the next episode. Adios.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Life Accelerated Podcast. Now make sure you share this episode, and please leave me a review as it increases the awareness of the podcast. You all know what time it is. It's time to accelerate your life.